This podcast is a member of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts and content creators, visit bio.link/red5.
Hey, everybody. Jim Cummings here with an important announcement. Are you listening? Good. I have no idea what the hell is going on with these conversations with the fake Onaka and the digs to the big geek. No, we're doing it. It's a tribute. They're going to make me sick. This is Hondo Onaka. Ignore these nimrods.
Welcome to Conversations. I'm Charles.
I know I'm Gary Saber. And I'm Pat, and this is episode 106, Fandom Presence, issue number 5. This is the May the 4th special.
2023. Oh, man, what
you
a day
got
that
it,
was.
Pal. I know.
It was a whirlwind day. I mean, I stayed over at your place the night before.
Yeah.
We got up at, like, what? 5:30, 5:45, somewhere on there.
Yeah. I mean, like, we'll say that, I guess. Yeah.
And we left at 6:15 in the morning for our 2.5 hour trek up to Orlando.
Yeah, but it was more than that.
Oh, yeah. We weren't going to Star Wars Park at that point.
Well, I mean, eventually we were. That was our end game.
Yes. Yes.
We had to make a couple of stops along the way.
Right, right. The first stop was breakfast.
With a day like that ahead of you, if you're not always thinking with your stomach, you're in trouble. So our friend David over at the Black Spire broadcast.
Yes.
He was looking to get together, as it were, before heading into the park. So. He's like, I know this place, FK your diet. And we're like, watch your mouth, son. And then we found out that it was FK as in foster kids. Because I guess the guy that started it was a foster kid and bounced around to different foster homes. And, of course, was introduced to different cooking styles. So he took the best of those cooking styles and opened his restaurant with them.
Holy moly, that was a massive meal.
Yeah, we got the Rob burrito, which was very large.
And, as in Rob from the Jedi Temple Archives podcast.
That's the one. So this burrito was massive. They were like, the guy was like, listen, unless you're going to take some home, you can split it. And we're like, yeah, we're not taking any home because, like, we're going to be in Star Wars Park all day. And that's going to be pretty funky by the time we get back in the car. So we're like, yeah, we'll split it. This one burrito split filled up each plate entirely.
Yeah, and it was phenomenal. The taste was amazing. Well, first of all, they offered, like, you got a guy's going to do the regular or the hot with, like, chorizo and stuff. And we said hot.
Yeah,
But like, what kind of hot?
Yeah, like scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
I'm Irish and you're Canadian.
And Irish, yes.
Right. So we got to tread lightly on this hot.
So I suggested 3.
Correct.
And the cook suggested 5.
Also correct.
Where did we end up?
We split the difference and we went with 4 for May the 4th.
And at that point, well, actually before then, but at that point, the entire crew at this breakfast joint realized that we were super Star Wars fans.
Well, I'll tell you how they realized.
Okay.
So we come in relatively low key with our bounding basics.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in walks David with his toddler chopper droid costume, like sliced and diced and connected to his shirt in a manner which was quite convincing.
Right. But we'll get to that a bit later on in the episode. But yes, that's a great start.
Right. Right. So they're like, oh, these guys are not normal nerds. These are Star Wars nerds. And we were in good company because so were they. And we, you know, we spoke with them about the series and the films and all sorts of Star Wars goodness. So already our Star Wars day was off to a great start.
Right. And this was like completely out of the blue. And they were talking about The Mandalorian and the Kenobi series. Book of Boba Fett, the upcoming Ahsoka series. It was literally as if we walked into Star Wars Park ahead of schedule because they were like over the moon with it. You know, we gave them some of our business cards and stickers and all, and it was just absolutely a great place. So if you guys are in, what was it called? Is it Longwood? No, what was the area called that we were in?
It's FK Your Diet, and okay. I'm not sure there's very many of them.
Right.
So if you were to look it up, yeah. It's in the Orlando suburbs.
Again, so it was the absolute amazing kickoff to our Star Wars day.
Yeah, and you know, we were long done and still nerding out and being dorks and stuff. And instead of being like, you guys got to go or like order more coffee, they were like swinging by to join in to the conversation, as it were. So that was pretty cool.
Right. And we went from there to a local comics and collectibles shop that we had been to also with Rob several years prior, but this place has gotten much bigger.
Yeah, they relocated to a very much larger building, and they were wonderful hosts.
Yeah,
they were all set for Star Wars Day. Of course, they had many Star Wars collectibles.
Yes,
and you know, they had a little sale, a little donut celebration promotion,
yes,
type of thing. We had no room for donuts because and they said, "Would you like donuts?" We said, "No, thanks. We just came from FK Your Diet," and they were like, "Understood. We got it." Like, they knew right
that's
off the bat,
exactly,
like,
there
said. Is no room in those comics for you guys. Yeah. Like, they knew. They knew.
They did. They did. So, we're talking about Echo Base Comics and Collectibles. They're in Orlando as well, just down the street from FK Your Diet.
Yes.
And they have an amazing selection of Star Wars stuff, but also anything else you can think of, Legos and Masters of the Universe,
G.I.
Joes, it's Transformers. And when we had gone there with Rob several years ago, when we first met up with Rob, it was in the Milk District. And it was a small little place, but again, packed to the brim with, you know, nerd.
Yeah, like the old Ewok treehouse set and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, that's cool stuff.
In boxes, and they had the Millennium Falcon in the box from the 1970s. I mean, it was just crazy. David picked up a loose Maul.
He did. Yeah, he was on the fence about a couple things, and he saw that, and he was like, "Scoop, this is mine." And then you found some cool stuff too.
So when I brought when I bought the collection from Arelk, it had the Gonk Droid.
Yeah.
You buy Star Wars. it came with a Gonk Droid, but the Gonk Droid didn't have that front face sticker, which is one of the things that a lot of the figures lost over time. So I found at Echo Base, I found a Gonk Droid with the sticker intact, which I immediately picked up. And 8D8, the torture droid. From the barge, from Return of the Jedi.
And yeah, yeah.
That was, and pristine color. I mean, I've done a bit of research since then. And as typical with, you know, figures from that era, the limbs tend to yellow a little bit just because of exposure. The coloration on this figure was amazing. So loved it. Two great grabs. And again, part two of an amazing Star Wars day. We haven't even reached Batuu yet. We're already having an amazing Star Wars day.
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. I see, the problem is I saw a lot of stuff that I wanted, and I don't know when to stop. So, I figured it best not to start. So, you know, I window shopped because Otherwise, I would have needed a bigger car to bring everything home.
Yeah. Also, you tend to create your awesomeness, as we'll get to quite shortly.
That's right. Oh, boy.
So we left Echo Base.
We did.
Heading towards the park. And we had a little snafu of scheduling that the amazing Jedi Kalea, who had switched our Epcot starting park.
Right. So initially what had happened was we had, you still have to do the park reservations as of, right now, technically kind of. So they didn't have any for Star Wars Park. So we were like, well, we can park hop at two. So if we get one for somewhere else, so we were able to get Epcot. And we're like, perfect. So we got Epcot, so we can park hop. Problem solved. Okay. So we're like, oh, we got to go badge in at Epcot, ride Guardians or whatever. And then go ahead. But, fast forward to 2 weeks ahead of time, maybe.
Yep.
And she's like, hey, by the way, I was able to switch your reservations from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. And we're like, well, that's awesome. Cool. Thanks. And so then we had it switched. Problem solved. And then, the day before, David's like, so you guys want to park at Hollywood Studios and then just take the Skyliner over to Epcot and we can bet? And then I was like, well.
By the way.
So, okay. So what happened was my brilliant, wonderful, and amazing wife has been able to snag us Hollywood Studios reservations. And he's like, awesome. Did she get one for me? And I was like, no, she did not. So so then he's like, well, let me check. Womp womp. And they did not have any. So that led to us being able to go whenever we wanted.
Right.
And David had to wait until the 2 o'clock park hopper time frame.
Right.
So that's kind of how that went.
Right. So as the deal went, we promised not to have any fun between 12:30 and 2 o'clock.
We did promise that.
We did, and we.
I had a little bit of fun.
Right, just a little bit in the form of two Wookiee cookies, which were absolutely phenomenal.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So we got to Star Wars Park, and it took mere minutes until people were starting to call you out with your Kanan cosplay while you're bounding. And so let's take a moment here. So you were
okay
bounding as
Kanan Jarrus.
Okay.
Okay. So all right. So for those that have seen Charles, he's very unmistakably decrepit old Rex. what's the name? It's Rex. Old Rex. Rebels old Rex. We'll call it Rebels Rex.
Or Andor Rex. I'm not Palpatine Rex. I mean, let's not advance me too much.
Do what must be done, CT-75. But really, in all honesty, Charles Rex cosplay and just general look is, perfect for the character. And could be and very well should be the best cosplay out there. Just nails it. So obviously he couldn't go into the park with his armor. So we're like, okay, well, what are we gonna do? Cause it's so good that we wanna kind of highlight that. So he was like, well, what if I did Endor Rex?
Mm.
And I was like, well, that's perfect because you can still be Rex and not have the armor, so they'll let you in.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so if we're still doing Rex from that time frame, so I mean, I don't have a whole lot of time to throw anything together, but I do have a Kanan outfit, so yes. I can do Kanan. And nice. Yeah. So then we were like, all right, so we'll do that. And then David's like, I'll figure something out. So, so then we figured we would do like Rebels era characters. Mm-hmm.
Right. And we had done Rebels characters for, let's face it, the ultimate Star Wars part, Galaxy's Edge, grand opening day, rope drop appearances as Rebel characters.
We did, yes. So we had my daughter as Rebels Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was Hera,
yep.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I was Kanan.
Uh-huh.
And you were like t-shirt version of clone armor Rex.
Right, from the
which was awesome.
Yes. My beard was a little bit less gray because we're talking 2019, so I had to have some white.
You had to put some white in it.
Yes.
Good news, you no longer have to put white in it.
Yeah, bad news. But yes,
I mean, good news. Good news for cosplay. Good for news cosplay. For cosplay.
Yes. Right. And so right. The t-shirt version of that worked out very well, but it was all like acrylics and stuff like that. So that has suffered over time. And while I still have that build, it would require like a complete redo on the coloration.
Right. And it was a great sort of template for your actual armor build, which was nice. Yes.
So this one was Endor Rex. I just bought a couple of khaki greens and whatever, and put it together. And then I brought my bracers from my build out, which was EVA foam, mm-hmm. and then just a cap and stuff like that. So it was mix of bounding, a little bit of armor and stuff like that, but totally passed it and we're good. So it was a little bit. It was a mix of the OG Rex and the Endor Rex.
Yeah, yeah. Which I mean went over very well.
Yes.
People left there. People were like giving you Batu Spira and stuff. Like I ain't getting Spira. But so I mean, not that I'm jealous or anything, but so then the only thing that was kind of left to decide was David, and he was like, maybe I'll do a Thrawn, and we're like, hey, yeah, Thrawn, we can do Thrawn, all right, cool. And he's like, well, maybe I'll do a Zeb, because I like Zeb, I was like, all right, yeah. And then he finally settled on Chopper.
Oh my god.
Which was a better idea than even he knew. So of course he does the Chopper thing with the t-shirt, but then I'm like, man, you gotta make arms. Like you gotta have the Chopper arm because that's the business right there. And so he cuts out these like brilliant Chopper arms and fastens them to his sleeves so that when he moves, when he shrugs his shoulders or moves his arms, the arms move. And it was outstanding because, whenever people would talk to him, he would just move and be ridiculous, and everybody loved it.
Well, before people talked to him, they saw him coming. So he's about, 6'2", somewhere around there?
This guy's a good foot taller than I am.
Right.
Maybe foot and a half.
Okay, I was going to say. Yeah, let's go a bit more than that. Because the topper... of the chopper.
The chopper topper, as it's called.
Chopper topper.
It's not called was that. Like, no one calls it that.
And,
he had a bucket hat. He had an orange bucket hat.
And let's give our phenomenal follower, Seven Ghost Pepper / Cavi 95, he called us Star Wars fishermen. because Chopper or David had like you said that fisherman's bright orange cap on it. But think of Caddyshack guy, Bill Murray.
Wearing,
and then he had fashioned his little radar topper.
Yes.
On the topper.
Right.
Of the radar, and so he stood out within the crowd. And so people saw him coming and like, Chopper, it's Chopper. And what did he do? Bah, 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 and just threw out this amazing and like dismissive, expletive laden droid talk and endeared himself to the entire crowd
to literally everyone.
And it actually helped us find people to interview for our show, because he was like the bridge from, hey, these guys are doing great cosplay, and allowed us to find great Star Wars fans, which we interviewed.
Yeah, basically, he was the magnetic beacon that drew everyone to us, with his curmudgeon-like demeanor. And yeah, basically, people would come up and be like, oh, it's Chopper! And they'd be like, oh, it's Kanan's with him! Oh, Rex! Rex, yeah! And
No. Okay, whoa. Before they got to Rex... Oh, it's Kanan. Then they look down at your side pouch.
Satchel. It's a satchel. Indiana Jones has one. It's a satchel. Right.
Good. Thank you for clarifying that. And in this satchel, it's Grogu, but it's not Grogu.
It's not Grogu. Grogu. Grogu's so like 2019. So everybody got Grogu. Okay? Everybody's doing the Grogu thing. I don't do the Grogu thing. I mean, I did the Grogu thing one time, and that's when he had Rey's apparel on for Star Wars Night at the Park for the race.
Okay.
Where we hung out with Dominic Pace.
Speaking of which, before we got to that.
Uh-oh. What?
I mean, before there was...
Oh, the other Grogu, yes.
The other Grogu, all right. Yes.
So speaking of Dominic Pace, not to get off topic... I did a heavily modified custom Grogu for Dominic, the portrayer of Gecko, the bounty hunter in The Mandalorian. Yep. So I made Gecko. So that was a gift to Dominic, and so he still has it to this day.
He absolutely lost it when we saw him at Emerald City Comics in St. Petersburg. We met up with him, and we kept that as a surprise for him. You painted him up. You added the breather apparatus. You gave him...
And the blaster rifle.
And the blaster rifle, his blue sort of overalls. You did his bandolier. It was top notch. And we posted that video where Dominic loses his mind over how cool this was. So this is not the first Grogu build you've done.
No.
But.
No.
But this is a very special Grogu build that you did for Star Wars Day at Batuu.
Yeah. So, you know, keeping with the Rebels theme, and now that David was going to bound as Chopper, I was like, you know, I'm looking at him over here. I'm like, you know, I feel like I need to mod him out for this trip. So I turned him into Grogu Zebarelios, and so he was basically a baby Zeb.
And oh my God, it was absolutely phenomenal. The colors, the everything, and I didn't even see the pulled back version of the ears, because you had done that sort of offline until the day of, and you pulled them out, and I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely perfect. People lost their mind. So if David wasn't enough of a attention grabber, consistent. We couldn't walk, and I'm not kidding, we could not walk 10 feet without people shouting out Chopper and like, oh my God. And then they look at you and see Grogu Zeb and lose their mind for a second time. It was unbelievable, the reception had with the Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple people that didn't understand it, but that's fine. It wasn't for them.
Yeah, whatever.
Initially, we had intended to meet up with Din Djarin and Grogu.
And before we get to that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Dad, look at the droid selling queso.
It's not polite to talk about others like that.
It's okay, kids.
What are the chances he's gonna hear us?
It's high. It's very high. Don't worry. You can make up for your embarrassment by procuring some of my queso. It has flavor.
Only K2's Mucho Queso is made from a blend of Bantha and Thala siren milks.
Here, ingest this.
Ew, it stinks.
I could say the same for you.
What?
Mmm, this is so good.
Congratulations, your taste buds are being rescued.
Daddy, let's buy it.
Your behavior, young lady, is continually unexpected.
Rebels will love the home-style meltiness of K2's Mucho Queso. The Empire? Well, Marva said it best.
Let's get going, kids.
Try K2's Mucho Queso. You'll love it. Cassian said you had to.
Bow, bow. And we are back. Thank you to our sponsors.
So, initially, we had intended to meet up with Din Djarin and Grogu. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, look, this is, you know, a Lasat baby, you know, pleased to meet you. And that was just too much of a mess. So yeah, we're we're not doing this.
Yeah, we tried several times to go back to that area where he was appearing. And it was just a sort of a gaggle of people was, you know, oddly un-Disney-like. In organization. I don't know if it was because of the volume of people that were there. But what did present us with a good opportunity to meet up with someone who was doing something creative for the entire Star Wars community.
So, yeah, that led us to our first interview of our new friend, Brooke.
Brooke Ashley, nice to meet you. You were actually asking to video record us. So what are you doing today on May the 4th, Star Wars Day in Galaxy's Edge?
So I'm celebrating with everybody May the 4th. I do it every year, and I usually like to come to collect the merchandise. My favorite thing is pin collecting, and that's one of my big things. So I have another pin for my pin board today, thankfully. I was able to get in line. And I'm also making a couple videos here for TikTok, filming everyone's costumes and kind of getting more into the community. And I would like to make more friends here, so I feel like I've done that now. So, yay.
That's fantastic. What prompted you to do this?
I had seen a few people go to like MegaCon and like film other people's like cosplays and be like, oh my god, this is so cool, and like hyping people up. And I love to give people compliments and hype them up too. So I thought, like, why not share it with people who don't get the chance to be here?
Right.
Yeah.
And your costume, by the way, looks fantastic. It's very Star Wars-y and very color coordinated.
Yes. All right. So where can we find you on the socials?
So you can find me on TikTok at Brooke Ashley, all together, BROOKEASHLEA. I'm also an aspiring tattoo artist, so I have my art Instagram as well. It's BrookeAshley.inc.
Yeah, cool. All right. Star Wars tattoos, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
That's fantastic. And thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
May the force be with you.
And also with you.
Oh, man. And imagine Star Wars tattoos. I mean, I've got two, one on my knee and one on my ankle, but none of them are Star Wars. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, I've got ideas. I've got ideas. Oh, I do.
Okay. What are they?
They're my ideas. Uh-huh. All right. So have you seen the 3D tattoos? That looks like they're like hovering over your skin?
No.
Okay, so you need to look that up. But okay. But no, but I thought of like a falcon that's a 3D tattoo.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's one of them. And then of course there's always the tried and true finger lightsaber.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, obviously. And right. Then and then possibly the Phoenix Squadron sort of Rebel logo.
Oh, that's cool. And I bet you Brooke Ashley has a really good version of that too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, very I would cool. hope so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we continued our adventure through Batuu.
We did.
So from there, David once again was the attention sponge. for for our next group of people. These women were huge Rebels fans and spied David and were calling him out like he was
a celebrity.
Right, right. And it was fitting because not only did they love the Rebels era, it was about the found family aspect, which was wonderful. And you'll hear that in the interview here.
So we are still here at Galaxy's Edge on May the 4th, of course.
Where else we'd rather be.
Right. Especially like running into phenomenal people like we just ran into.
That we've run into right now.
Yes, right now.
Right now.
They're right with us.
They are.
And your name is?
Ash.
And you're?
Kayla.
Jamie.
Jen.
Pleased to meet you all. Thank you for stopping by to talk with us. So what has your May the 4th day been like today?
It's been awesome. I got to meet Vader and got to hang out with all of my creator friends from all over.
It's been a really great day. We've all kind of followed each other for a long time on social media. Now we've kind of all gotten together and our love for Rebels has brought us together. My favorite part of May the 4th is now Chopper. Yeah. No, but it's been really fun to meet up with everybody and to Disney Bound and to just sort of wander the outpost.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would just say we have a super awesome community of people. So getting to hang out with friends and also picking up the new Cal Kestis saber, definitely a plus.
What about that awesomeness?
I know. Look at that Cal Kestis. Oh, no. Now Chopper's got the saber. We're in trouble. Listen. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Only Monster of Evil. Go. Whoa, that's got some heft.
And then if you long press this back part, for 5 seconds, it changes the colors. It does 6 colors.
Oh, look at that. That's cool. Oh, there we go. Yeah, this thing is cool.
Very cool.
We should have bought it.
Put a blade on the other one. It's double-bladed.
Oh, yeah, it's double-bladed. You can change the color on the bottom one, too. So they're individually colored.
Yeah, okay. That is impressive.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You were debating. Oh,
it's super that first cool. release count.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, ladies, this has been a great day for us. What's your favorite part of Star Wars?
Ooh, we're all like, she said that we're all big fans of Rebels, so Rebels is our favorite part of Star Wars, honestly, and we're super excited to see live action everything. Mostly me, I want to see live action Purrgles, like not just the silhouette, so I'm excited for that.
I guess my favorite part of Star Wars is the connection to my father and my other family members, and that we've been able to share it through generations. But the most exciting thing about, I guess, upcoming Star Wars, I don't know, seeing Chopper. I want to see more droids in general. That's battle droids, Chopper, all of it.
I wonder how many people he's going to chop, if you know what I mean.
I hope a lot, otherwise it's not canon.
I would say I love that Star Wars is about found family, and I feel like in the community, I have found family, so it's kind of a full circle found family finding family type thing, and that's for me the best part about Star Wars.
So I'm really excited because I now get to share Star Wars with my daughter, who is a Star Wars baby. Her name is Sabine.
Oh,
yeah. So I feel like you've kind of crossed the threshold when you start to name your offspring after Star Wars characters.
You didn't bring her because we're missing a Sabine.
You know what? Sabine is hanging out with Grandma for today. It's a little bit too hot for a 2-year-old. So she's vibing at home. She's watching the droids at home. But it's really nice, especially because this is an era where we are finally getting such incredible, strong female characters within the saga. We're following those traditions of Carrie, of course, and of Princess Leia. So it's really nice to be able to give her those female role models because she'll never know a time when Star Wars wasn't for girls too.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all so much for spending part of your May the 4th with us. And I'd like to go around and just get where people can find you and your awesome creativity. You gave us some wonderful pins and some stickers. We're going to post those pictures and we'd love to tag each and every one of you. So where can we find you?
At Badass Design.
I'm Magic Merch Designs.
Jen the Rebel, 2 N's.
I'm the Jedi Archives, or the Jedi Archives.
So now, where are we talking? Instagram? Are we talking
everywhere?
Everywhere. Okay, so we'll find
Definitely
you, and
Instagram,
we'll.
But everywhere.
Okay, so we'll tag you all, and
we'll meet you in the Star Wars community. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you.
May the Force be with you.
All right, so then the next person that we met taught us some interesting things about the Dark Empire group and also the perils and pitfalls of heat stroke in the Orlando Sun.
All right, so we are still here. Where are we?
We're still at Batuu, Galaxy's Edge, on May the 4th.
Where else would we be?
Nowhere else, just Batuu.
Hello.
And your name is?
My name is Casey. My character's name is Jahandris.
Wow, you got a all character right. name. Okay, so you've got like a whole story with this character.
It is an original character.
Okay, it's got an OC.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Are you a member of some guild or something, or you just do it for fun?
I do it for fun, but I am in the Dark Empire. I do have a Dark Empire.
So he's part of the Dark Empire.
Yes.
So what is that?
So the Dark Empire is it's a cosplay group, kind of like the 501st.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not as big, but the Dark Empire has more emphasis on original characters non-canon. So I would be classified as a generic Sith.
Okay.
Because my character is my own, but you still have to match up to like certain costume expectations, like no laces on the boots.
Sure.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, that's great. You look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
So, how's your May the 4th experience been today?
Well, I had to go and avoid a heat stroke. I had to sit inside for like an hour.
Oh boy.
Because I've been here since 10 o'clock in the morning. And as you can see, I am covered head to toe in black in many layers.
Yes.
So we had a scary moment earlier.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
But
back from the dead.
Inside, I spent a lot of time inside. That's how I'm getting through it.
We've done Jedi robes at certain times, and just I get it, man. It's crazy. But you look fantastic. You know, is your first time doing this here?
No, I actually am local. This is my second May 4th here at the park.
Okay, perfect.
But I dress, so I have like a rule for myself. Every time I come here, I have to cosplay.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I wear this every time I come here.
Wow, okay, cool.
It's not a rule of two, no.
No,
there's no apprentice yet.
No, not yet.
Chopper's Force sensitive, man.
But
so is R5.
If you're here, I will either be in this or I'll be in my Jedi, which is...
Oh, cool. All right.
You know, a little less than this, but yeah, I wear every single time.
I'll
always be in a...
Absolutely. As we like to do this kind of stuff all the time, every time we're here, because it's just so cool.
It's the place to do it.
Yeah, it's a great time, and everybody can appreciate it, and it's just a cool time.
Yeah.
Cool thing. Yeah, absolutely. So you're here for the meetup for tonight, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Well, here because the day and plus the meetup.
Right,
yeah.
Certainly.
I don't know if I'll be in the crowd because it gets kind of chaotic.
It does.
But I will definitely be in the area for sure.
Absolutely. Awesome. And it's such a great sight to see all those sabers lit up.
It is nice.
Oh, man. So cool. All right. Well, do you have any social media tags or anything?
I do. Yeah, I have Instagram and TikTok. The Instagram is CaseyShae, and the TikTok is CaseySh, and then the number 3.
Okay.
So it's all Star Wars. Everything is Star Wars on it, every single time.
That's our kind of guy.
That's our kind of account to follow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time today. I enjoyed May the 4th be with you, and we'll see you tonight at the lightsaber meetup.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. May the 4th be with you as well.
And so we ended our day amongst hundreds of Star Wars fans, right near the Falcon, with hundreds of lightsabers, with sound effects playing and people screaming. It was such a wonderful end to an amazing day. And our last interview was with David from the Black Spire Broadcast podcast, who was with us the whole day. And the audio is a little bit hard to hear, but one of the most important parts of it was he was saying that how his $30 cosplay was bringing so many smiles to people. And you and I saw that. I mean, he was not just a magnet for attention. It was amazing how people responded to him. And like he said, and again, it's a bit hard to hear, it was a wonderful part of his experience that he was able to bring that happiness to people as we walked through it. We walked through this thing, and like we said all the way at the beginning of this episode, we couldn't walk 10 feet without people reacting to him, and then furthermore to our cosplay and to Grogu, Zeb, and to Rex. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, and you know, a part of the difficulty in hearing this was it was dusk too dark at this point. We were right next to the Falcon, mm-hmm. which, you know, ever since Chewie put this one here and that one there, it makes weird. It makes weird noises from time to time.
Yeah,
and that sketchy hyperdrive always is making noise. So between that, the droves of fans and people and hums of sabers and the, you know, John Williams Black Spire score kind of playing in the background. It was quite noisy, which I think gives the listener a bit of an idea of just how enthusiastic and awesome it was.
Yeah, like, let's listen to it.
Okay, so guess what? We're still here at Galaxy's Edge on May the 4th.
Of course we are, because it hasn't even started for the lightsaber meetup.
Well, it's kind of started. There's a lot of sabers. Rise high. Risen high. Hoisted high.
Hoisted high.
Hoisted high. But one of the highest of said sabers is hoisted by our own chopper, C-110P.
Hello.
No. For those of you that don't speak droid, that's our good friend David from the Black Spire broadcast.
And he said, hello.
Inaudible. That's what we're going with.
There's lots of lightsabers gathering around us.
So he's been here with us all day in the background. You probably have heard him at some point. And now we're doing a lightsaber light up right now, and it's phenomenal. So we're seeing a whole bunch.
Yes.
And everyone's having an awesome time. So David.
Rising moons!
On the Empire!
He's got some bad programming.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. So you spent the entire day here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your experience been like today?
It has been a fun, awesome day. I had no idea that coming as Chopper would be received so well. It was just a last second thrown together kind of thing. And it's been a hit. I've been told that the ride was the best ride. That's great. Crazy for a $30 costume, right?
It's phenomenal.
But it is great.
It's and everyone you've engaged with has been so excited for you to clap back with your signature curmudgeonly robot responses.
Yes. What's been amazing for me to witness this is that people see you coming because, of course, you're stand out with a very bright one. And so you can shout Chopper and get a smile on their face. And then you'll throw them back, bop, 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 and then they absolutely laugh. They must. That must feel really cool.
It does. That's why we're all here, is for love.
Couldn't it come from a better guy? Oh, man. So, buddy, it's been a real pleasure spending the day with you. And, you know, here's to many more May the 4th in your good company, sir.
It is always an honor and pleasure. You guys are two of my closest friends. It's awesome. Two years in a row. It's awesome.
So, with that, we are going to sign off from May the 4th at Galaxy's Edge. And we've had a wonderful time today. And David, where can everyone find you?
Yeah, no, so we are on YouTube at Black Spire Broadcast. We just launched the Excel number in there. We're just one of the videos that is on the store. Twitter, Black Spire Broadcast, Facebook, Black Spire Broadcast, TikTok, Twitter, pretty much anything you need to social media.
All right. Well, thanks again for spending this time with us and actually doing a little collectible shopping before the parks.
Yes.
We got in early, too.
Yes,
they
sir.
Opened the store just for us. So shout out to Echo Base Collectibles. They're awesome. It's always a pleasure.
Well, that was our May the 4th, our second May the 4th in Batu.
It was, yes. I mean, this... Like we said in the video, I think this is tradition now.
Yes.
And it makes perfect sense. Like, where else would you be? Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that being said, it's just, you know, we had an episode about Star Wars Weekends on the podcast. And it was just, it was a really special time that mm-hmm. they did back then. And it kind of evokes some of those feelings, some of those memories when the in-park experience is so like heavily dedicated to Star Wars, like those weekends were. So, I mean, it's a different experience, but it certainly has that sort of feel of all Star Wars, you know, everybody in Batu. I think everyone that wasn't a Star Wars fan took two steps in there and was like, this place is crazy, and went back to Toy Story Land.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, it was packed. It was packed all day.
It was.
Which is fine. But it wasn't just people that were like, oh, what's this? It's diehard Star Wars fans,
which
was fantastic.
And you had the casual Star Wars fan coming in and out that we saw throughout the day. But as dusk approached, the influx was crazy. And everyone had a lightsaber. And you knew exactly what they were there for, was this lightsaber meetup. And mm-hmm. the entire Black Spire outpost became a beacon for someone who had a lightsaber or someone who wanted to witness the lightsaber meetup. And it was awe-inspiring and it was phenomenal. And we could have spent an hour there until closing, just various chants and various excitement with the different colors, the different call-outs. It was really, really cool. And to have David along with us was great. And it was just a wonderful day.
It was really a special time, as it tends to be, just because of the massive amounts of Star Wars fans being there, and you know, we look forward to doing it again, obviously, and most likely adding some more to our party.
That would be fantastic
in the coming years. Yeah.
Tom and Michelle, Rob, Kim.
Our immediate families.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah. So that being said, we are ever preparing for the next thing. And this is no different. So we will be looking to participate next year and try to outdo ourselves again.
Exactly.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
So until this time next year, when we do our May the 4th, 2024 recap, to listen to our previous May the 4th recap and some of the other episodes we've referenced, they can be found on our website at conversations.com. Facebook.com/conversations, Twitter at Suations, on the Instas at Conversations. All of these are compiled at our link.tree/conversations. And of course, we are proud founding members of the Red 5 Podcast Network at bio.link/Red 5.
Awesome. What a great day and great experience. Thank you to David for joining us. And with that, we will sign off.
May the 4th be with you, always.
Greetings, listener. Just a reminder that the podcast you just heard is a proud member of the Red 5 Network family. Red5Network.com offers you a great variety of shows you'll be sure to love. So the next time you're itching for quality content,
make sure you head over to Red5Network.com.
You'll find this podcast along with a whole lot more.
All wings report in.
It's the Red 5 Network.